mumbo jumbo, motivational stuff, those people that happy clap and set goals and send out affirmations into the world. What's all that stuff about? You certainly have to be a realistic person and understand that not everybody can have a career that they love, and not everybody can be in great shape, and not everybody can have the money to invest in a beautiful home or a beautiful car or go on great holidays or give thousands of dollars to charity. Not everybody can do that. Be realistic. Interestingly, what if you could? And if you have a look at the people who have, the ones that are in great shape and do have a career that they love and they are financially free and don't have to rely on anybody else, including a boss, to tell them what to do and how much money they're going to earn and when they're going to be working. When you ask those folks how it happened, what they won't tell you was an accident or they were lucky or they just happened to be in the right place at the right time, and or that there are people who can't do it. Because most of the folks that are achieving great things with their lives and have a life that they're really happy about had to go through a large amount of challenge to get it. They were never lucky. It was never dropped into their lap. And if you look at the ultimate success experience or the ultimate definition of success, it's being happy. And what's really funny is a lot of people think, well, if I've got a load of money, I'll be really happy. However, I'm sure that you know of and or have met lots of very wealthy people who aren't very happy. So it's not about the money, and it's not about having the money to buy the things that you want. It's about actually being happy. And how do you do that? So here's a simple thing, and goal setting isn't about airy-fairy mumbo-jumbo motivational crap. It's about logic and common sense. If you don't focus on something, of course you can't achieve it. If you don't think about it, if you don't commit to it, you can't achieve it. Things only happen if you decide that they're going to happen. And of course, the first step to that is, what do you want? And when you've decided what it is that you want, what kind of career you want to have, what kind of relationships you want to be in, what kind of house you want to live in, what kind of car you want to drive, what you want to do with the rest of your life, the places you want to go to, the people that you want to meet, the holidays that you want to have, they're all called plans and or goals. And if you went to build a house and you just said to the builder, build me a house, he would ask you for a plan. Isn't it interesting how we start a life and we get going in our life, but we have no plan on what it should look like. And then we wonder when we get to the end of our life why we didn't enjoy what we did, because we didn't have a plan, which is just what goal setting is. So what do you want and write it down? What do you want to do with your life and write it down? What do you want to have in your life and write it down? But more importantly than writing it down, you might do what I'm doing now is talk. Record what you want, put it into your iPhone, put it into your iPod, and listen to what you want on a day-to-day basis. So that covers the looking at and writing down and listening to, but most importantly is looking at. We think in pictures. So if you can see yourself in the picture, then you'll actually start believing that you can achieve it. You have to see yourself in the picture. And in this modern time of being able to Photoshop and Google photos, it's very, very simple to be able to get a picture of yourself achieving your goal. So you've got to understand exactly what it is that you want, and not somebody else understand, just you. What do you want? And get a picture of yourself, write it down, record it. What do I want? Then, of course, the more important thing is, why do you want it? And there are some really powerful whys. Why do you want to lose weight? Or why do you want to earn money? Or why do you want to have a career that you love? And there's some very powerful reasons. I don't want to die. I don't want to spend the rest of my life waking up every day hating my life and being depressed about my job. I don't want to be in a relationship with somebody that's disrespectful and doesn't treat me with respect. I don't want to be poor and not be able to feed my family and not be able to provide a beautiful home and a safe place to live for my family. There's some really important whys. And no why is important to somebody else. It's just your why. So what do you want and why do you want it are the two really important things. Then where exactly will you be when you achieve the goal, and visualize again in your headspace, create a picture, draw a picture, create a movie. There's a really exciting thing to do. If you really want to buy a great car, for example, go and test drive the car so you can feel it and you can hear it, and then get somebody filming you driving the car so you can see yourself actually achieving the goal. And then it becomes a lot more real. And by the way, then you're focusing on it. Then set an exact day, date, and time. Eventually, hopefully, maybe, of course, does not work. Because your brain doesn't know what that is. And every successful athlete, every successful business person will share with you that the big goals they've achieved in their life had an exact day, date, and time frame on them, because then you can focus on. Now, you may not even achieve the goal on that exact day, date, and time, but eventually, hopefully, and maybe definitely doesn't work. And I'll give you an example. If somebody says, yes, I want to lose weight eventually, hopefully, maybe, versus I will lose weight by the 24th of December at 7 o'clock in the evening because I'm not walking into my Christmas party ever again as the person who's the fattest person in the room. Now, that's a real life example. And if you compare those two people, which do you think is the one that achieved their goal? The one who said eventually, hopefully, maybe, or the person who actually had an exact day, date and time and a big reason why? So what do you want? Why do you want it? Where exactly do you want it? What is the exact day, date and time? Now, the next thing you have to attach to your goals, of course, is feeling. Emotion and feeling are very powerful things that make us achieve and make us do the things that we do. Logic is very rare the reason why we do something. It's usually because we're emotionally attached to it. So the question then is to ask yourself, how will I feel when I achieve the goal? Will I feel powerful, strong? Will I be more passionate about my life? Will I feel like I'm an achiever? Will I feel like a great mum or dad because I've provided a great home for my family? So describe the or use the words that you will say when you achieve your goal. How will you feel inside when you achieve your goal? And then, of course, you have to create yourself some pain because most of us don't make any change unless we're in pain. If you're sitting in a chair, you'll sit still and still until your butt hurts. And when your butt hurts, you'll move. It's a simple example, but we don't make change until we're in pain, most people. So how will you feel if you don't achieve your goal? What if you've got to go up another clothes size? What about you have to go up another 3 or 4 clothes sizes in 5 years' time? What if you are homeless? What if you can't feed your children? What if you are in the same horrible, rotten job with this terrible boss and this job that you hate for the next 2, 3, 5, 10, 50 years? How will you feel if that happens? And you have to put yourself again in that picture. How does that feel for that to happen? If you really want to achieve your goals, then it's ask yourself the question, am I on track or off track from achieving my goals? Is this going to happen for me or am I being lazy, making excuses, justifying and blaming? Do I need to take responsibility for my life? Have I taken responsibility for my life up until now? And if you ask yourself the question, am I on track? It will be a very simple process. You'll just keep doing what you're doing now and you'll achieve the goal. If you're not on track, obviously there's some things you have to change, do differently, give up, get rid of. It might be people, it might be the job, it might be get a different education, but you have to make that decision. If you really want to achieve something, you're the person that's got to make it happen. And then you can get some help. But don't get any help from anybody until you have decided that the best person to provide you with a helping hand is the hand that it's the end of your own arm. So do everything you possibly can first to make sure that you achieve that goal. What do you have to do? What do you have to learn? Who do you have to meet? What books do you have to read? What education program do you have to enroll for and do? What disciplines do you have to take on? What lazy habits do you have to get rid of? What do you need to do to make it happen and actually do it? And you might say, well, I need help to do that. But people are more likely to help you if you've given it a really good crack yourself. If you have really shown discipline and focus and commitment, then the people who are disciplined and focused and committed are far more likely to want to give you a hand. So the goal setting process is really easy. There are some barriers and some excuses and some reasons why people don't achieve their goals. And usually the blame goes to other people or experiences. So there's this really great analogy, and you've probably heard it. It's called ask yourself the question, am I a camper? Am I a climber? Or am I a puller? And the analogy literally comes from climbing mountains. If you want to climb the mountain of achieving your own goal, it's pretty simple. Just become a climber. Don't make excuses. Don't blame anybody for not being able to climb. You just put your climbing shoes on and you get going. That's called the person who, regardless of the weather, regardless of the people around them, regardless of what's going on in their lives, they will climb their mountain. And I love this quote. I will climb the mountain. You'll see me dead on the side or waving from the top, but I'm not coming back. I'll do it or die. And they're the kind of people that always achieve their goals because they've got commitment and focus and discipline. Those people are never affected by anybody else. They just climb. The second group of people are called campers. Now, they don't want to climb. They're lazy. They're like an average life. They like to be ordinary. They like to watch other people climb. They like to watch other people play sport. They like to watch the Olympic Games. They like to watch the soccer grand final. They love to go and cheer for their favourite team, but they don't like the effort and the hassle and the pain of having to do it themselves. They just like to camp and watch other people do it. Usually you'll find them at the bottom of the mountain. They might even clap and cheer for the people climbing the mountain. They'll also be quite happy to criticize the folks that fall down the mountain. They'll laugh at the folks that fall down the mountain. They kind of like it when people don't achieve their goals because it makes them feel a little bit better. But they're fairly harmless people. They won't try and stop you from climbing. They may cheer you, they may not. The group you've got to watch out for are the pullers. If you are a mountain climber and if you were climbing, literally rock climbing, and you had a rope tied to you and a rope to the person behind you and you were climbing as a team, and if somebody was trying to pull you down the mountain, you would cut the rope. You would get rid of the people that were trying to stop you from climbing. Well, the pullers, the ones that are trying to pull you off your mountain, are very dangerous, and most of us either have them in our lives or we've already chopped them off. And it's a really great idea to do a really good analysis of your life. If you really do want to achieve your goals, who are the people in your life that are climbing with you? Because they will obviously support you, tie a rope around you, help you up the mountain. Beware of the campers. You don't want to be hanging out with them for very long because they can affect your headspace if you spend too much time in the nice, safe camp space where it's warm and there's food and marshmallows to be toasted. Then you may not do any more climbing. You might just stay there for the rest of the evening, the rest of your life. But those pullers, they're really dangerous. Now, there's two kinds of pullers. There's the people that have never climbed a mountain before and they'll tell you it's impossible, can't be done, you'll never be able to do it, and they've never done it themselves. So it's a bit ridiculous to listen to them because they've never done it, so they don't know. The interesting ones are the ones that have given it a crack. They've tried to climb the mountain, they fell off, they got halfway up and got too tired. They started a business and went bankrupt. They tried a new career path that didn't work for them. They tried a great relationship, but it didn't work out. They bought a house, but they couldn't afford the loan repayment, so they got rid of it and bought it and rented a house. Be careful of those people because they definitely don't want you to climb the mountain. It will make them look really stupid. If they told you that it couldn't be done and you go and do it, they will feel really bad because you've proved them wrong, but worse, they will feel really bad inside themselves because now they know they could have if they put in the effort. They should have if they were disciplined and not lazy, and they certainly would have if they had the discipline, commitment, and focus that you do. So they definitely don't want you to climb the mountain. So if you have those folks in your life, and often as much as they love us dearly, it can be our family. If somebody in your family tried to open a business and it failed, because they love you, they don't want you to open a business because they're scared that you will fail too. Or they're scared that you'll prove them wrong. And be really careful of that situation. Just because somebody else didn't do it doesn't mean you can't do it. It just means they didn't. And are there people who have successful businesses, great careers, they make lots of money, they give thousands and millions of dollars to charity, and they travel the world, they're healthy, fit and strong, and they love their life? And of course the answer is yes. It just means that you have to have the same discipline and focus and commitment and set your goals and then go do it. Beware of the people that are trying to stop you. So those three folks, the climbers, campers and pullers, you get to decide which one you are. If you are a climber, you'll just keep going. Beware of the campers. Don't spend too much time there. And be very, very aware of the pullers. Don't invest time with people that are trying to pull you down. It doesn't make you stronger. What it does is it forces you to focus on getting people off your back that are trying to pull you down rather than getting up the mountain. So be really careful. So if you want to achieve your goals, you can. People have. People will continue to do so. It's just a matter of choice whether you do too.